Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G.
Yo, and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
The Astros are still a game above 500. They are just three games back of the suddenly struggling, I guess still struggling, Seattle Mariners in the American League West race. And I think that last night's 7-6 loss to the Toronto Blue Jays was a moral victory. Why? Because for the second time in a week, they were down huge, and they came back, and they came back quickly. Saturday against the Mets, they were down 6-0. They won 9-6. Yesterday, they were down 7-0. They made it 7-5 in the blink of an eye, and they had a runner on second with no outs. In the top of the ninth, they were unable to capitalize.
Yeah, it's a different vibe watching this team. And a month ago, I would have turned it off. I would have said, they're down by quite a bit. I'm gonna go do other things in the house. Probably not even have the sound on. Maybe just check my phone periodically. I actually stayed and watched this time. So I was watching them make the comeback. And I was like, oh! Gave me good reason to do what I did. It wasn't a waste of my time.
I was at the gym doing tricep pushdowns, and I was listening to the call on Fubo TV on my phone. And when I heard that there was a little bit of action going and Berrios seemed to be on the ropes, I did put it back on, and I saw Jordan dong it on a 3-0 count. And, yeah, the feeling that the Astros can come back from a huge deficit is back, and that's – what a lot of people like to say about the Astros online or when they're calling in or texting in. The Astros are inevitable, and there is a Death Star element to them. When the Death Star is in range, you're donezo. So I really liked seeing that they were able to do it for the second time in a week, and they're still doing this without Kyle Tucker, which is blowing my mind. He has officially been out for a month as of today, July 3rd. He's been out since June 3rd.
Yeah, they just give the confidence is just back in the Astros that there's, no matter who they're facing, no matter what's going on in the game, there's no reason to turn off your television again. Which it feels remarkable that they're at that point, because I really, even if there was a belief that the season would turn around, I thought there was always going to be this wavering confidence that was going to happen. But since you go back to June 19th, they've played great baseball. They found 100 different ways to win, it feels like. They're not winning the same way. They're not just getting great pitching or great run support. It's coming in different ways every single day. And they didn't win. But like you said, it's
moral victory, baby.
I'm good with a moral victory. If it happens again today or tomorrow, when we get back here on Monday.
I mean, if they're back at 500, no. If they're back below 500 when we get back here next Monday, no. This was your moral victory. I'm feeling generous and patriotic. I'm standing with all of my fellow Americans.
When are moral victories allowed? When you're above 500?
Moral victories should never be allowed. I'm just saying on today, July 3rd, 2024, I feel like the Grinch who woke up from, in the midst of his robbery of the Who's with a heart that just grew three sizes, and not because of some sort of palpitation or explosion.
Steroid abuse.
Steroid abuse, yeah, exactly.
So the Grinch didn't make our list.
Would have probably shrunk, though, right?
I thought that's what happened, that's Secretariat, where, they're his heart was three times its size. It's that also happens when you give horses steroids.
Mm-hmm. Was Secretariat cocaine on our list?
It's a horse.
Still an American.
Well, he's glue now, so.
So he's more useful
probably
now?
Probably used glue now.
Yeah, it'd probably all gone at this point. But yeah,
would they make Secretariat glue? Or is he too good of an American?
No, they stuck him out.
I feel like you have to stop. You can't do that with certain horses. Or just in general.
No, yeah, they get to, be breeders for the rest of the
year. Yeah, but if he's dead, if that's
it. Oh, then what?
Yeah, what happens?
I think you bury him, right?
Yeah, I think you just bury him out of respect.
Yeah, but he's a horse.
Yeah, he's a champion.
Are there horse graveyards?
What do you want to do? Give it, throw him in the ocean?
I'm just curious. Tons
just
of
dig a hole.
We're going to have PETA coming after us.
Ah, whatever.
Okay. Is Secretariat buried is what I'm going to have to Google right now.
Or is Secretariat Clue? That's what I want to know. You can make a, I mean, listen, if the horse is dead, you want to make some money on it somehow.
Secretariat Clue?
I'm just asking the
question. Sell for 10 times the value.
Because there's this story about how all horses get turned into glue once they're done.
I don't think that happens.
I don't think it's 100% of horses.
Yeah.
Okay.
The winners don't do that.
Okay.
The winners just get to have sex a lot.
Yeah, I get that.
They have a great
I'm life. Talking about what happens after that's all done.
Oh, yeah. I think there's...
I don't think there's a horse cemetery. If there was, World War I would have made us have the largest horse cemetery of all time.
True.
Just tons of horses died in World War I.
Secretariat is buried.
Does he have a gravestone?
Yes. I don't know.
That would make me want to blow my brains out.
He's buried at Claymore Farm.
Okay.
Given the rare honor of being buried whole. Traditionally, only the head, heart, and hooves of a winning racehorse are buried.
Yes.
And the rest is turned. And the rest is turned.
Thrown into garbage.
Oh, not even turned into glue. Damn.
No, but Secretariat got the rare honor of, you know what? After he died, let's not chop off his head and rip out his heart and hooves.
That's messed up, I gotta say. I mean,
what did this segment turn into?
PETA's worst nightmare. That's what it did.
Hey, we're calling attention to this.
We're calling attention to the crimes committed upon horses that don't win.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, your whole life, you're trying to win a race. You're competitive. You don't really know what the hell is going on.
I don't think they know that they're competitive.
I imagine in the middle of a race, they see the other horses and they're like, F this guy, I'm going to win.
Well, there was a horse this like, there was like last year or the year before. It bit another horse in the middle of the race.
Hell yeah.
Tried to get a dub.
That's an American horse right there. We'll put a hoof in your ass. It's the American way.
What's more American than cheating? Like, that's the American way.
Hey, we don't talk about it, though.
It's okay.
That's why Tom Brady's the greatest of all
time. Tom Brady's the greatest of all time. The American sport was saved by cheating.
That's true. Baseball was saved by cheating.
It's the way it works.
It's Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. They're going to have to get a pitcher sooner rather than later, the Astros. Spencer Arrighetti, what we saw from him last night, I think we're going to see it again. And nothing against Spencer. He's had a nice stretch. That performance against the Rockies was awesome, but it also was the Rockies. The Blue Jays have better bats. Most teams that they're going to be going up against in August have better bats. And, I mean, the reality is you just would prefer someone with a little bit more experience on the hill in big-time spots than him. Hopefully he's able to bounce back from a rough start. It had been a while since he had one like this. But I expect more of these from him.
Yeah. I expect him to be probably – I probably expect him to be back in AAA.
You think so when everybody's healthy?
Yeah, even it's hard to say with the Astros' luck that we actually get to that point this season where everyone's healthy. But you add Justin Verlander back. Okay, you're back to five. Luis Garcia, he's making a start. I believe it's tomorrow for Corpus Christi. Who knows how long he'll go. He's only pitched one inning so far in his rehab. So I don't think he's right around the corner. Lance McCullers, whoever knows. And then we both agree that they should at least acquire someone at the deadline. When one of those other things happens besides JV, is Arrighetti a bullpen guy? Like, can you put him in the bullpen and ask him to be your long guy? Someone that can be that inconsistent and not throw strikes like he did in yesterday's game? It's not really what you really want out of a bullpen pitcher. So I would project him more to be going back to AAA at some point this season to continue to work on his stuff. And maybe he comes back in September when rosters expand.
We'll see on that front. It is Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're going to keep Americanizing your day as you get ready for the 4th of July tomorrow. Maybe you're on the road already heading to wherever you might be going. Coming up next, who is the most presidential athlete? And who is the least presidential athlete? It's Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stick around. First, let me tell you about my friends at mybookie.ag. You enter promo code BET975 and you're going to get an awesome deposit bonus of up to $1,000 immediately. Yeah, they're going to match whatever you deposit in right away. Dude, how awesome is that? And you can bet the American way on a little thing that we like to call baseball, right? You can bet on your beloved Houston Astros tonight with Ronel Blanco, the Astros ace on the hill, against Yusei Kikuchi, who I once legitimately got in trouble for trying to politely say that he's scared of throwing to good hitters when I was back in Seattle. The Astros are 1.5 run dogs. The over-under for this game is 8.5. Come on, take the Astros, baby. It's mybookie.ag. You enter promo code BET975. You get that awesome deposit bonus. You can also bet on blackjack or poker with live dealers. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5.
Mariners watch.
They had a few things go their way today. We did not. It'll probably flip when we go to Seattle. I do know how hard it is to win on the road, and it'll be very hard for them to win in Seattle.
2024.
3-2 pitch. In the air, deep left center field. Hit well. Rodriguez on the run, and it is gone! Oh! Jeremy Peña sends one to the seats. And the Astros lead 1-0 in the 18th inning.
July 3rd. We're in the midst of a weeks-long Jason Pierre-Paul-esque incident, blowing our hands up. Yeah, we're at 54% on the season in terms of wins and losses, exactly what management wants. But we've struck out 886 times this year. It leads Major League Baseball. 10.18 strikeouts a game. On top of that, our best hitter is hitting 111 over his last 18 at-bats. And people respect him so little, Julio Rodriguez, that the Orioles are opting to pitch to him with two outs in the bottom of the ninth with two runners in scoring position and first base open. Three games up on the Astros. Does it matter anymore? Should we end it all right now? Just get it over with and hide under a bridge and do a little Fenty Wenty to forget everything over the 4th of July weekend, because it doesn't feel like we're in America anymore. This feels like Baghdad.
That's Mariners watch. He's a little down today.
I hope they don't give up. On Pace Guy says that they're on pace to set a major league team record for strikeouts in a season.
They are so
like
bad
to see that.
At hitting. It is truly remarkable.
What's the number again? You said was it 8?
They have struck out 886 times already.
It's a jarring number to hear from a baseball team.
They
10.4 strikeouts per game.
Only one hitter's hitting over 260. And they've got great pitching. And I mean, that's why they're in first place. But they have maybe the worst offense in all of baseball. And the guy, Julio Rodriguez, who I still think is going to be a great player, has sucked this season. Jared Kelnick, the guy that they traded to the Atlanta Braves, is having a decent year with Atlanta. Meanwhile, this is a symptom of the Mariners' entire history.
Yeah.
Their management, not great.
It feels like they're destined to sell at the deadline again. That even though they...
I think this time they won't, because they've been in first place for so long. But I bet that they'll end up regretting it if they don't. Just knowing how this organization operates.
Well, they should be making a big trade at the deadline, because you're in first place right now, even if you're not, and I'm not sure they will be by the time the All-Star break gets here, and then definitely not by the time the deadline gets here. But they'll be in playoff position. You have a great rotation. It just makes a ton of sense to trade away one of those best arms for a guy or two in your lineup. Or even if it's just a one for one. Finding a team that has a strong lineup that needs an elite pitcher, make that one for one deal just to improve your team. I'd be stunned
if
they just did nothing.
They won't do it. They won't.
Any normal team, they are in the Vlad Guerrero business. Yeah. They're going to get at least one bat, maybe two. And yeah, with the Mariners, I don't know if they'll sell, but I seriously doubt they'll make any like serious. I mean, even look at their offseason this offseason.
Exactly. They swapped
make big
parts.
Moves.
They swapped parts but it's not like they improved with any of the swaps that they made. They did a great job scouting and getting all the pitchers that they have, Logan Gilbert and George Kirby, etc. But it is what Julio Rodriguez could be and a whole lot of nothing. And I guess Cal Raleigh, their catcher, who has the nickname Big Dumper. Actual nickname.
Does he have a big dumper?
He has a big dumper.
Oh, okay.
Got a big old dang back there.
That's a good nickname if it's accurate, I guess.
It is actually, I think, a good nickname.
Yeah. I've heard worse.
I think that last night's a moral victory for the Astros because the Mariners continue to shoot themselves in the foot. And, okay, going up against Baltimore, that's tough. But didn't the Astros just sweep Baltimore? Mm-hmm. Yes.
It does help with the vibes of last night's game because you fail to make the comeback, but then you watch the Mariners lose to Baltimore, and it's like, okay. Like that's all that really matters, too, at this point, is catching Seattle. Catch Seattle,
and
win
the
division.
And you feel great about that right now.
Yeah. Like the Mariners fans have to be freaking out.
Oh, they are. I mean, I was having fun last night and the night before that because some of them were talking about how the lead in the AL West is shrinking. And mm-hmm. I told one of them, he didn't respond to this. I don't think he liked it. I also got a couple of mean responses to this. But I just tweeted the Reigns of Castamir song at him. For those who don't know, the Reigns of Castamir is a song from the Game of Thrones universe. Mm-hmm. It's the song that they play right before, spoiler alert, a certain family gets murdered at a wedding. Mm-hmm. And essentially, the premise of the song is that there was this one family who challenged the best family, the richest family, the mm-hmm. most successful family. They thought they were all that. And then the family that actually was the best killed all of them. And now no one thinks about them.
They're all gone.
I think the Reigns of Castamir is a very appropriate song. Whenever a Mariners fan comes after you online, just send them a link to the Reigns of Castamir. They're nerdy. They'll understand exactly what that means.
You'll just like send them like a pictures of like what happened to your apartment. And just like, this is your dump of a city.
Hey, that was a scary moment for me.
I know.
For me and my little kitty cat. All right. Who would...
Oh, wait. You were there when it happened?
I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
No, I thought you were like at work while it happened.
Oh, no. I was actually golfing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The Seahawks had traded for Jamal Adams. So I spent like the whole time on the golf range, like tweeting about that.
Gotcha.
And then okay. I got back and yeah, everything was like crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Underneath and around my apartment. Who would be the most presidential athlete right now, today, July 3rd, 2024. Say a certain someone decides to not run for president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, define presidential for me here, Paul.
Who of all the athletes would actually pick up a decent amount of votes, say they were to replace a certain someone who might be thinking twice
about running?
After a struggle of a performance on national TV.
The most presidential. I mean, I think you need to be able to galvanize the country.
Mm-hmm.
You need support of men,
mm-hmm.
of women.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know that you're hardworking, mm-hmm. grit and grind.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Kelce.
No.
He's got the Swifties.
No.
He's got the beer chugging. That's my president.
Jason Kelce, not even Travis Kelce?
Travis is too stuck up, I could tell.
Too clownish.
Too clownish.
I think Jason Kelce's kind of clownish. Jason Kelce's going to these press boxes, taking his shirt off, and getting...
What's more American than that? Man of the people.
He is a man of the people.
He connects to the common man.
What's more American than taking your shirt off and chugging a beer when it's snowing outside? Chugging a beer out of a bowling ball.
But taking the shirt off is generally unnecessary.
You're right.
In that spot. As someone who likes to take his shirt off from time to time unnecessarily, it's still unnecessary there.
I just like that's my president. Jason
okay,
Kelce.
Jason Kelce, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Paul,
yeah, it needs to be somebody who's got money. It needs to be somebody who's hot. It needs to be somebody who's witty.
You want your president to be hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want my president to be some old person. No offense to all the elderly out there.
How many hot presidents? Of the 46, how many of them have been hot?
I think JFK was considered hot. I don't know.
Okay.
He was young.
Starting 60 years ago.
I think the big thing is like a lot of them, a lot of presidents have been older. So generally that's not the first thing that comes to mind.
But for you, it's the first thing that comes to
mind. Tom Brady, baby. Give me Tom Brady. Put Brady in there right now. Put him in right now. He's going to say all the right things. You saw his speech when he got inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. You saw how he handled himself at the roast. This is a person who can publicly speak and who is going to work very hard to be the best public speaker possible. That's all he needs to do.
My concern about Tom Brady, the president, is what happened after the roast.
Yeah.
Is that he knew what the roast was.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had all this regret afterwards.
Yeah, because he wants everyone to understand that he has a human side to him. It's very smart to get that out there.
If Tom runs for president, I don't want him on like day two of being the president of the United States to be like, guys, this is not what I thought the job was.
I don't think he'd do that.
This isn't what my concern is.
I don't think he'd do that.
Because he seemed unsure.
He was not concerned about what happened to him. He was concerned about what happened to his family.
It does make him a good family man.
He's a great family.
I give him that.
He is our father, in fact.
All right, we're going to Men in Black... little button here. Pretend that Tom Brady doesn't exist.
Okay.
Give me a different answer.
I'm moving to Canada.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's wrong. I was going to go to Unite.
Probably burned down after Canada Day resulted in a Blue Jays loss.
Can I unite us for a second here? A man that is known for taking things that are terrible and making them great. A man that changed an entire sport. Maybe not for the good, according to some people. Theo
Epstein?
Theo Epstein for president?
No.
I thought you were going to say Jeff Luno.
No one knows who he is.
I thought you were going to say Jeff Luno.
No. And also, this person has to have money.
Why?
He's a baseball. What? Listen.
Be a politician, all you have to do is be a politician and then illegally stock trade. You'll have money eventually.
Yes, but you need the money first.
You see a little bit of. No. Theo's got a good amount of money.
You need money. Okay. Tom Brady has money. Jason Kelce has some money.
Yeah, Tom Brady does have a lot of money.
Travis Kelce has Taylor's money. See? Like, that's why it would make a little bit more sense on that front. We're talking about the most presidential athletes right now. Say someone drops out. Wink, wink. Say they drop out. Who should that side nominate?
Bill Belichick. He's too old.
Too old. I mean, not for this election.
Yeah, I was going
to say Nick
Saban. Might be the youngest.
I was about to say Jerry Jones. I feel like Jerry Jones would be perfect.
Affairs, children, he's not sure if are his or not. He fits some of the qualities.
There's a little too many skeletons in the closet.
Nick Saban?
Oh yeah, because that disqualifies you. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Can't have skeletons.
Nick Saban? I could sign up for Nick Saban.
I could sign up for Nick Saban. He would tell you the truth or you don't want to hear it.
Tell it how it is.
Pete Carroll? A little too energetic.
Yeah. The presidential speech, there's like a demeanor, a calmness.
Too many conspiracies.
Don't know how middle America would love Pete.
Yeah, middle America would not like Pete. You're right. And he's got the conspiracy theories of his, too. So this is on the table. Also, I want to hear who you think would be the worst athlete president options. Twitch.tv/ESPN975, YouTube, at ESPN Houston. It's Gallant and George. Stick around.
We're about halfway through the year now. Well, more than halfway. We're into July. So if you're still working on your goals for 2024, trying to lose weight, get fit, whatever it is, I can't recommend O Athletic enough. Check them out, oathletic.com, 767 North Shepherd over in the Heights. It's not just a great place for a workout. You know, obviously, after you're done for the day, part of gaining weight or losing weight, gaining muscle is about the recovery. They've got everything you need for that, whether it's the endless pool, the sauna, the steam room. All that is available for you when you sign up for a monthly membership at O Athletic. You can do personal training classes, whether you want to do 1, 3, or 5 a week. It's totally up to you, your schedule. You'll get to choose your personal trainer as well. It's not just one that is assigned to you. You talk to them about what your goals are, and they help find the right person for you. For me, it's finding someone that's going to help me lose weight. So that's what I've been doing so far this year at O Athletic. I can't recommend enough. Like I said, make sure you check them out, oathletic.com, and at 767 North Shepherd in the Heights.
ESPN 97.5. Please
stand by. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Free!
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Great job.
Scalana George. Happy 3rd of July. The last segment. Having a little bit of fun. From the lakes. Who are the most presidential athletes? Can be an ex-athlete. That could theoretically run for president, say a certain somebody drops out. From the 307, clearly The Rock. Yes, The Rock has the money. Does he count as an ex-athlete? He did play at the U.
I'm gonna go no on The Rock. I'm kind of out on The Rock.
When I say Miami, you say you, Miami.
You. Paul Gallant.
No, just stop. Don't. That would be the worst idea.
Why?
You played at a high level. For counting The Rock, we have to count you.
I mean, how different is the CFL and Florida high school football?
The CFL is a higher level. It's a higher, much higher level. A couple of people are texting in C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans. Yeah, both of them are probably too young. D'Amico is probably just old enough now.
He definitely qualifies, but he's over 35.
Someone texted in Peyton Manning for president. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like you need to have like a reasonably shaped head to be the president.
I feel like you have to win more than lose.
Ooh,
Manning
got him.
Manning had a.
He got two Super Bowls.
Yeah, but he's got some pretty ugly losses. Never beat the Florida Gators.
If Eli runs for vice president, is his VP? They've got four titles combined.
Yeah, but only one Hall of Fame quarterback.
You don't know that for sure.
In my Hall of Fame.
I agree. But
zero in your Hall of Fame.
That's true. Who would be the least presidential candidate? Someone texted Wheatstraw, drunk Evan Caddis. He would be fun, though. Another one, Russell Wilson. I don't know if that's for most or least. Russell Wilson, honestly, for most, like, he does check all the boxes of someone who is completely void of anything inside and does exactly what he thinks everyone wants him to do.
I don't know if he could get to president, but he could definitely be, like, a mayor or Congress. Or, like, he could definitely win an election just by being so phony.
Oh, yeah. The one that I have, it would actually alarm me if this happened, and I think he's still too young for this. If Draymond Green
that was my number one,
president, we would be all dead. Because Draymond Green, the only thing more dangerous than him in a meeting with a foreign leader kicking that person downstairs.
Yeah.
Is the fact that Draymond Green hates foreigners and might just launch them all on a whim because Rudy Gobert was not getting booed. He was getting booed on an episode of Inside the NBA. Like, he might nuke France entirely because of a little bit of, let's just say, jealousy.
Yes.
That he is less likable than Rudy Gobert.
So Draymond was that.
Not true.
Draymond was there at the top of my list. With that, for some of the same reasoning, Gilbert Arenas also on my list.
Oh my God.
Like,
Gilbert Arenas,
awful.
Gilbert Arenas pulls out a gun as a joke at at a meeting with the White House press.
And then puts out hits on European players.
Oh boy.
Like,
someone texted in Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown might be the only person that could go head to head with President Trump in a debate.
I mean,
whoever's running his Twitter account is allowed to combat. I mean, neither would know how low to go. That would be fun. I would watch that.
I mean, if you want the world to end and just be like, hey, like, we're good here, Antonio Brown for president.
Antonio Brown as president, it's like a 90s movie that like, where one man becomes president. And Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown was a wide receiver. Then Vontaze Burfict's shoulder hit him in the skull. Yeah. And now Antonio Brown's running for president.
He made a wish to something, and now he's president.
AB is VP, rated PG-13.
And he's doing things a little differently.
A lot of people are nominating Meta World Peace and Ron Artest. Pre-2020 Deshaun Watson for most presidential. Post-2020 Deshaun Watson for least presidential.
Okay, text here from the 832. The obvious choice is Aaron Rodgers.
For least or most?
Exactly. Like, that's I don't know which category people put him in.
I love half these people, I feel like we don't know if they're saying least or most.
Yeah, I agree. maybe that sort of speaks volumes about our current political system and how none of us feel represented by the people that are running. But hey,
That's a good point with the hating foreigners. Like, some people are like, oh, okay, yeah. okay, Gilbert Arenas talking my language.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. As you're talking about Draymond, I'm like, well, that might actually get some votes. Just depending on what crowd you're talking to.
Marshawn Lynch would be really funny because I think every world leader would really have zero idea how to read him.
He just started a political podcast.
And it would be really funny to see how uncomfortable those other world leaders would be with him.
That's another very, like, Commander-in-Chief starring Marshawn Lynch.
That would be a good comedy.
Yeah.
The amount of nervous laughter from the politicians that he's hanging with.
Awkward handshake.
Yeah.
I mean, for a hug.
You don't know. I'm not kidding. He just started a political podcast.
I didn't know that.
This was reported today. California Governor Gavin Newsom is launching a podcast with Marshawn Lynch and his agent Doug Hendrickson. Politicking.
Even Marshawn Lynch can't make some people likable. But hey.
They're going to try. I wonder how much they're paying Marshawn Lynch to try to get him to like this guy. Skittles for breakfast. That's a good platform to run on for Marshawn Lynch for a lot of people.
Yeah. Ugh.
Shaq and Barkley. No, Barkley and Shaq. I think Charles Barkley actually would do pretty well in these debates. I think that Charles Barkley has an amazing ability to remain likable no matter what he says. I would be cool with Charles Barkley representing our country.
I'd be pro Barkley.
I wouldn't mind that.
And Shaq. You could do Shaq and Barkley. But
Shaq as VP is nice because it's like, I don't really care what his politics are.
Yeah.
He's more of a vibes guy.
Yeah. But like, you know, it's like if Barkley ever like gets off the deep end, Shaq's kind of got it under control. Yeah.
Could they do like tandem debates? Because that'd be fun. Because you know how it's normally either the two presidential candidates or the two vice presidential candidates. I would like one where it's like a tag team where they can team up.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do you say, Shaq?
If they just said Inside the NBA was running for a political office and it was like, hey, between Shaq, Kenny, Charles, Ernie, like you've got like your president, your chief of staff, your vice president.
Power rank them as the four Inside the NBA guys as most presidential
least.
And by the way, we're talking most presidential and least presidential athletes on this fun July 3rd.
I'm going to go. I'm really concerned about Kenny sometimes, the way he gets out of that chair, but I'm going to go Kenny number one.
Really?
No.
I'm gonna go Charles number two.
I feel like Kenny can be talked down to. I don't want my president to be talked down to.
I feel like you're height shaming.
No, I don't mean it from that perspective. I mean, Charles Barkley can talk out of his ass at all times, and people generally agree with him even when he's talking out of his ass. Shaq is
Shaq's number four.
I think Shaq's three, Kenny's four.
Okay.
I would say
Charles one. Charles, Ernie, Shaq, Kenny.
Charles one, Shaq two, because Shaq is intimidating. Three, four, Ty is Ernie and Kenny. No offense to Ernie and Kenny. This has nothing to do with height or anything like that. This is literally a matter of who always seems like they're right, because that's what you want your leader to be.
Yeah, Charles, I mean, look, he goes out there and he puts on a master class of talking about things that he has no idea what he's talking about for March Madness every single year.
Yeah, and I still want to watch his analysis of March Madness.
Of games and players he's never seen.
I feel like Ernie Johnson would win the, like, man, he just seems like a good man. I'm gonna push the button for Ernie Johnson.
I wouldn't know who he is. He'd be a good press secretary.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good call. He's the press secretary. Andrew Luck from the text line, quitter. Would he make it through his term without quitting?
Damn, Rick Hamla.
Sorry. I'm not gonna apologize like that.
No, that was crazy. They made him apologize. I feel bad that they made him apologize. Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow would alienate too many people.
I'm out.
I would vote for Tebow.
I would not.
But I think that Tebow would alienate a large percentage of the country that's not religious.
I just think he doesn't believe half the things he says.
Hey, how dare you?
Not the religious parts, the other parts.
What parts?
Like when he talks about like all of his rah-rah speeches he gives, I'm just like, okay.
What? They won two national titles. And it was a team of lost souls who was the shepherd to guide them?
That is a good platform.
A third of them went to jail.
Yeah, that would be
That's
a good
not
platform.
Even an exaggeration. It was a third.
I just imagine like Charles Barkley asking Tim Tebow about Aaron Hernandez.
That's the thing. I don't think he can get dirty enough. I don't think he can.
Yeah, he's too
positive.
Yeah.
Someone texted in Richard Sherman. No, he's too temperamental and holds grudges. And also, he's had a couple of rough moments in the last couple of years.
Good point here from VBW on the Twitch. It's a shame Bill Walton isn't around for this.
Bill Walton. Bill Walton would get a lot of likability. But there are some people who would think he's a hippie and wouldn't vote for him.
That's true.
Because of
that's
that. True.
Yeah. You have to be.
You have to be in the middle of the road.
Yeah, you can't be too far on any, like, not just, like, left or right, just on any spectrum. You cannot be at any extreme. You have to be kind of, like, we're the at the center of the Venn diagram.
Right, and I think that's why, really, if we're being honest, Charles Barkley and The Rock, one of those two, that's really, say someone steps out. In the sports world, I think those are the two that are going to give you, at the very least, a sliver of hope, even though you have no idea what they're going to do when they actually take office.
Yeah, Charles would be fun. I would really enjoy a Charles Barkley presidential run. Would you rather lose
Skip
Charles
Bayless.
Barkley? Hard pass.
I don't know. He'd be fun in the debates.
Stephen A?
Stephen yeah. A. I'm a, you know what? I like Stephen A, and I'm a little Stephen A'd out right now.
The debate would out. Just be.
Yeah, I would lean Stephen A, though, over Skip. Yeah. If I had to choose between like who I want to run for president, would you be more okay losing Charles Barkley, the NBA analyst, because he's not the president, or losing The Rock, the movie star,
the
wrestler?
Rock. Yeah,
The Rock.
Who cares about the
yeah,
movie
star? I haven't watched any of those movies in a while.
I mean, he's coming back to the Fast franchise.
Until he does it, then we'll talk.
I want my president to be in that movie.
I don't need Jumanji 3. Yeah, also, you can just do both. I don't need Jumanji 3, all right, dude?
Yeah.
Give me Fast X.
Bill O'Brien, and I think that's
oh, yeah.
that's a sign oh, that yeah. we need to change.
D'Amico Ryan.
Okay. We talked about D'Amico already.
Bill O'Brien, the world is ending. He's having a bad day. He's pushing the nuke button. Teapot Bill.
But imagine the Q&A or whatever, the press conference and that. Where
those
going
are
back and forth with the with the White the, House.
Doesn't matter, Brian. America won, Brian.
The tapes.
Back-to-back World War champs.
The tapes that would be released from the White House 60 years later would be all time.
Like he's Nixon?
Yeah. He's just getting mad about something as small as like the coffee machine or something like that.
Hey,
like,
Bill, why'd you send that nuke overseas? Coffee pot was broken.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a reason that there's usually two people that are needed to... to press the buttons and such. Anyway, it's Gallant and George. We're having some fun. It's the 3rd of July.
Him and Easterby.
Jack Easterby, good God.
Absolute worst.
He would sell us to China in a heartbeat because he would be convinced that he could convert that country back to religion. Up next, we have a little garbage time. There's one other American that has become the subject of a viral clip online. And I'm not sure I hear what everybody else is hearing, but on this 3rd of July, we celebrate this great American next. Stick around, then some garbage time. Gallant and George.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Gallant and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Last chance to dance, Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The singer, the rapper, the songwriter from Tennessee, Jelly Roll, is coming to Houston for his tour. Caller 3, 713-780-3776. You win a pair of tickets to see Jelly Roll for the Beautifully Broken Tour with special guests Ernest Shabuzi and Ali Colleen at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, Sunday, November 17th. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Love me some Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll for president.
I love his song about my jelly brings all the boys to the yard. Damn right. It's better than yours. What? Why are you shaking your head?
Nope. Nope. Keep trying.
Oh, Jelly Roll. That's another good song by Jelly Roll. Why are you laughing?
I just love your creativeness.
I'm talking about his greatest hits.
Yeah. The Jelly Roll.
I'm told he's good.
He's pretty good.
I'm so musically challenged. I would not know. I know what he looks like.
Yeah.
I know he's a big guy with tats.
Yeah. I think he's good. He's not my favorite country artist right now. Like we're probably, I think we might go try to check this out.
Yeah.
But TBD. See, check out ticketslivenation.com. We'll see how expensive they are.
You can hear some of his greatest hit songs, like "I Got My Jelly," "I Got My Jelly," and "I Also Got a Roll." "I Got My Peanut Butter," "I Got My Peanut Butter." It's the Jelly Peanut Roll. That's his number three hit.
Speaking of peanut butter and jelly,
what?
But we're finally sending JJ to school in the fall.
So we started, that's your son.
My son, yeah. So we started trying to figure out what we're going to send him for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the Uncrustables.
Sometimes. Oh, dude.
I have one last night.
Yeah,
and
you're
going to
steal all of them.
Why do you? It's the one thing I've learned about being a parent. Why do we stop eating things? Why do we stop eating goldfish? Why do we stop eating Uncrustables?
Whoever invented Uncrustables, you need a patent. You need to have all the money. They are so good. They're the best, I think, drunk snack that there is. I like them cold, especially. But they're one of many things that I cannot have in my house because I will just absolutely binge eat them.
They're so good.
They're so good. I mean, peanut butter and jelly, iconic combination.
Have you tried the, I don't know. I'm curious what your take's going to be on this because your food takes are a little all over
mine
the place.
Mine are weird, yes. I agree.
Do you like Nutella?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
No.
Because they make a Nutella version now. Of Uncrustables as well.
That's what is that? Like, essentially,
it's chocolate, basically.
Yeah, chocolate.
Like hazelnut chocolate.
Right? I'm weird. I don't like cheese and chocolate. I mean, I'm hopeless on that front.
That's like almost a Reese's cup. It's like what they're giving you.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not healthy. But
Uncrustables, though.
Kids gotta eat.
Kids gotta eat. Yeah. And that's that. Who can forget Jelly Roll's other hit single?
Kids gotta eat.
Kids gotta eat.
Well, there's clearly he's eaten. But there's also his hit song about Uncrustables.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Uncrustable, you know, like unstoppable. Speaking of famous musicians, Paris Hilton, she's a great American, and she went viral for this clip where she's speaking with Congress. I have no idea why this clip went viral, but people believe that it shows her intellectual depth.
I love your jacket. The sparkles are amazing.
I had a little bling here for today.
Yes. You know? I wanted to find out who made it later. But I think the most important thing is they need access to therapy, counseling, mentorship, and other community-based programs.
So that clip went viral because she goes from saying, like, oh, my God, your jacket, to,
I really think that we need more awareness.
The voice change is crazy. So it's like a different person.
So I'm guessing this implies that her Valley girl, ritzy girl.
Oh, it's a bit.
It's a bit.
It's gotta be.
Kind of bums me out.
I mean, she only like made America terrible.
No. Paris Hilton is an American hero, an icon.
All right, she brought us the Kardashians.
So
I'm out.
I mean, being rich and hot. That's what everyone wants. Everyone's jealous of them.
Reality TV. Donald Trump.
I mean, listen. That's. That's what our country is. We're a country of weapon and reality TV exporters, okay? Once you accept what you are, you got to celebrate what you do well. And Paris Hilton, I mean, from sex tape to icon.
She knows how to sell it well.
She knows how to sell it well.
The text line says that we should put Uncrustables in the air fryer.
Oh, God.
For
that sounds like I'm going to die like Elvis.
Texter, please send in to what degrees and for how long. Just let us know.
Just give me the...
Give me the instructions, okay?
Give me the recipe.
You can't just be like, put it in the air fryer. Tell me how to do it.
This feels like a very American thing we've stumbled into. Mm-hmm. Air frying and Uncrustable.
Air fryer, also the greatest invention on planet Earth.
Well, I think there's some better ones. But
I don't know.
But, I mean, air fried, Uncrustable, maybe a little banana on it to go full Elvis Presley.
Let's go.
Oh, and some bacon. Because that was, I believe, what Elvis Presley was notorious for. The most American of all dishes on this July 3rd. He loved peanut butter, bacon, banana sandwiches. Mm.
Oof, let's go get good. One, Paul.
Does sound good, but don't do things that, I don't know, affect your tract. Stop you up, if you will. No, no, no. That's not American. That's Colombian. Anyway, time for a really quick episode of Garbage Time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage Time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
Ah, I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Movies are American. See the first glimpses of Gladiator 2?
I saw it floating around on Twitter a little bit.
Denzel Washington is in it.
What?
Yes.
Why?
He plays a similar character to the one who is the guy who owns Maximus in Gladiator 1.
Okay.
So he's like a gladiator, I guess, owner? Sort of like an NFL owner?
Yeah.
You've got Pedro Pascal in it. We've seen Pedro Pascal before in a gladiatorial arena.
0-1 Lifetime.
0-1 Lifetime, but put on a good show.
Almost won.
Almost won.
I mean, did he kind of win? I mean, he did kill the guy.
His
it's like a double knockout.
His head got cracked open like a coconut.
It's like a double knockout. Like, he won, killed him.
Draw?
It was a draw.
Is it a Don McNabb? I didn't know we could tie situation.
I'm just saying, like, he killed the mountain.
He did. Spoiler alert. I'm looking forward to Gladiator 2. That's coming out in November.
I am too, actually.
Direct sequel.
Maybe I'll go watch Gladiator 1. Tonight.
Gladiator 1 is one of my top three. Gladiator 1, Braveheart, and the third one varies. But those two are my one and my two. And I watch those every single time I'm on a plane. How about that?
Good to know.
And now you know the rest of the story. Guys, I love this country. I love you.
Thank you. Be safe.
Don't do anything dumb. Have yourself a wonderful 4th of July and upcoming weekend.
If you hold a firework in your hand, open it.
Or run like hell if you light one. For Sean Mapes and Joe George, I'm merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell.
USA, USA.
We'll see you next Monday.
Peace.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.